You're welcome to listen to this, of course. However, much of it won't make sense unless you watch it. So please visit the YouTube link in the description to see the visual gags.
Click on the timestamp in the description to skip this intro. Then read the comment section of people asking for the timestamp to skip this intro. Firstly, huge announcement. Bob Lazar has donated Element 115, and I heard that Jeremy Corbell is working to stretch this 10 minutes of content into a 3.5-hour documentary. Personally, I'm looking forward to it being narrated by Mickey Rourke because I don't think I have enough thoughts of what the f*** is going on already floating around in my head. Secondly, there will be new thumbnails, out with the old clean images and in with the cutouts of Kurt in a provocative pose with the guest and the contrived white borders with the red arrow, since that's not overplayed on YouTube. Why not achieve the equivalent of mind uploading and give my soul to the algorithm? In that vein, I'm going to make sure that I say like this video and smash that subscribe button. Call to actions, ending videos with, so what do you guys think? Leave a comment below about something vapid that wastes everyone's time for the sake of demonstrating engagement to the platform. More reactions to memes with guests. I think that the popularity of these standalone meme clips more than justifies the degradation of the character and self-respect they bring to a channel. We'll also have different types of reaction videos. So, for example, Sabine Hossenfelder reacts to Eric Weinstein trying to explain a point without jargon and irritation that people aren't understanding, that the djinn is a sense-making smooth structure on a fiber bundle over the space of the twin nuclei problems of the Shihab operator's pullback of the N-squared revolutions. Russell.
Some people think that the government has cracked anti-gravity, it's just not made public. I don't know if this has occurred, but something that I do know has been discovered is called MOSH. MOSH is a venture by Maria Shriver and Patrick Schwarzenegger, which is at the forefront of blending nutrition with a mission to foster brain health awareness. They have 6 mouth-watering flavors, which gives a taste for just about every palate, plus a selection of plant-based options for those preferring vegan nutrition. I've personally found the chocolate sea salt flavor to be a delightful addition to my day, especially after working out. In fact, here's me biting into MOSH for the first time.
Mmm.
How's the flavor?
Mmm, it's great.
If you want to fuel your brain and your body, MOSH bars are the perfect choice for you. Head to moshlife.com/TOE to save 20% off, plus free shipping on either the Best Sellers Trial Pack or the new Plant-Based Trial Pack. That's 20% off, plus free shipping on either the Best Sellers or the Plant-Based Trial Pack at moshlife.com/toe. Thank you, MOSH, for sponsoring this video.
Razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more the wobble, the more the wobble, the more nicks, cuts, scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. Henson is a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that's made parts for the International Space Station and the Mars rover. Now they're bringing that precision engineering to your shaving experience. By using aerospace-grade CNC machines, Henson makes razors that extend less than the thickness of a human hair. The razor also has built-in channels that evacuates hair and cream, which make clogging virtually impossible. Henson Shaving wants to produce the best razors, not the best razor business, so that means no plastics, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence. It's also extremely affordable. The Henson razor works with the standard dual-edge blades that give you that old-school shave with the benefits of this new-school tech. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/everything. If you use that code, you'll get 2 years worth of blades for free. Just make sure to add them to the cart. Plus 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/everything and use the code everything.
Linda Moulton Howe reacts to Kurt's leather jacket. Leo Gura reacts to antipsychotic medication. Also, for every one podcast, I'll snip about 6 clips of it and post it to the main channel to increase view counts at the expense of cluttering your feed, because you don't necessarily need to associate quality with every single post on this channel. That's ridiculous. You can skip it if you don't like. I mean, you can skip everything except the...
Hear that sound?
That's the sweet sound of success with Shopify. Shopify is the all-encompassing commerce platform that's with you from the first flicker of an idea to the moment you realize you're running a global enterprise. Whether it's handcrafted jewelry or high-tech gadgets, Shopify supports you at every point of sale, both online and in person. They streamline the process with the internet's best converting checkout, making it 36% more effective than other leading platforms. There's also something called Shopify Magic, your AI-powered assistant that's like an all-star team member working tirelessly behind the scenes. What I find fascinating about Shopify is how it scales with your ambition. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Join the ranks of businesses in 175 countries that have made Shopify the backbone of their commerce. Shopify, by the way, powers 10% of all e-commerce in the United States, including huge names like Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen. If you ever need help, their award-winning support is like having a mentor that's just a click away. Now, are you ready to start your own success story? Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theories, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theories now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/theories.
Patreon and the sponsor requests, which will remain approximately 40% of the video. Another announcement is that there will be more pushback from Kurt, especially toward the guests who repeatedly admit that their interpretation of quantum mechanics is not testable and that the data that they have is anecdotal about something. Perhaps there's an NDA involved, with me repeatedly saying, okay, well, where's the evidence? And then smugly lean back as they admit in self-defeat, ah, Kurt, wow, you got me. What a brilliant question that I've never considered before. I will then follow suit with a liberal use of the word grifter and writhe in my own self-importance anonymously on social media. Another announcement for the Ask Me Anythings, the more sober and ordinary the username, the better.
Alien Alcoholic asks, have you heard of facilities that are housing live aliens? This question comes from Poop Dig. What does he think? I know. This question comes from Dom Talong. Question to Ross from Euphoric Gur 4674. As a journalist who understands,
we didn't get all these names.
And of course, priority will be given to Alien Smegma Collector, which, by the way, I just found out is McWest's pseudonym on Animal Crossing. On this theme, if you want to hear what the other Theolocution guest has to say, then you're going to have to pay for a premium subscription.
People are always like, super determinism isn't a thing, and they never bother to look at the literature to see what models people have actually worked with.
Recently, I've come to several conclusions, like that the fringe is indeed misinformed and the innovation will come from the conservative center. On this account, I think string theory is probably correct. Many worlds is probably correct. That Area 51 picture of an alien is indeed genuine. I think real aliens show evidence of polygon edges and clearly pixelated texture maps. I've also realized that I need to stop smiling so much. It's a bit off-putting to the guests to be so welcoming and amiable.
The witness has described that we hope eventually...
Systole and diastole, if you like, which are from the heartbeat. You know, the
consciousness than anything else, though I knew it was the superset. And about 2 years...
I'm also going to be ramping up the amount that I say this podcast is technical 4 times in the same 3-minute video, because I don't think my introductions are stilted and verbose and pompous enough.
The first hour can be rather technical. In these podcasts, we tend to delve into intricacies, into equations, sometimes into meticulous technicalities. You've surveyed this channel before, as we've done an unduly technical dive into Donald Hoffman's research papers.
Also, to reflect the UFO content, Toe will be rebranded as UF Toe, and logos will be changed to a picture of myself phlegmatically staring at the camera. It is, after all about me and not the subject. Lastly, there will be more of me pensively looking off onto my desk at some unseen object as if I'm silently having a profound insight, but I'm truly thinking about if my poor wife has used up the plastic cups we set aside for her to urinate in, because this is the only bathroom in our condo and I'm 4 hours into this podcast live. You know what? I don't think I've imitated Jordan Peterson's mannerisms enough this year, so I'll be working on that as well. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the upcoming changes. Now hold on while I observe the chat explaining to people that premiering isn't the same as live streaming. This podcast is now finished. If you'd like to hear me supplicate for another few seconds, then continue listening to my 100% not repetitive plead for donations. It's support from the patrons, aka the splendid and munificent, and the sponsors, aka those brave enough to invest in a channel on mathematical physics, consciousness, and God, teetering as close as you can to being Deepak Chopra without being Deepak, that allow me to do this full time. Every dollar helps tremendously. Thank you.